Well, Dalton, last night you had a big goal. That might have been the biggest goal of your career. It might still be when your career is over, because not many people shoot it from almost 200 feet, backhand, in the air, drop it down and put it right in the middle of the net. I mean, just the way you had it planned, right?
I wish I could say I did it on purpose, but you know what? I don't think anybody else has scored two goals in TD Garden from the same corner in different periods.
Good point. Very good point. You know, it's really funny, too, because even while you were going through that, I was thinking back about a conversation that you were having with Ryan Murray and Jody Shelley in the morning about sticks and about the comfort of certain sticks. And you were saying that you only had one stick left that you liked because you had broken one the day before. So that was a stick, right?
All the stick. And it's funny because Jack said to me in the morning, because it was the wrong curve. They sent me a little bit of a different curve, and it was Jack's curve. And he said, I use that for a little bit better backhand, you know, and I, sure enough, I score from my own end on my backhand.
Now, when you're making that play, though, and you're lifting the puck, and I know that you're kind of blindly throwing it from that distance, but does it cross your mind whether or not you should lift it and take an icing at that point if it doesn't hit the net?
No, honestly, I saw they had Krejci on the point, so they wanted to pull the goalie, but I was just thinking, get it out. I didn't want to ice it. And, of course, it was going for icing. Luckily enough, it went in the middle of the net.
All right, now tonight you're trying to win back-to-back games. You're here in Detroit. This is always a special one for you because you're from nearby Windsor, so you have some people with eyes on you, I'm sure, here tonight. But from a team standpoint, is it just about playing the exact same way you did last evening?
Yes, playing simple, playing hard. Even little things like when we were going into that third period and we were up by two goals, we wanted to get that fifth goal. Just keep going at them, never sit back, weather the storms, stay even keel. If they score first, we're always going to, you know, have your execution, your X and O's, but it's a mindset of going after teams. It's a mindset of being physical and imposing our will on other teams and gaining momentum that way. But, we got to be smart. It's a back-to-back. Obviously, we're not going to have wisdom travel. We're not going to have legs like we're used to. So keep it smart. Keep pucks going in a straight direction. Not too much east-west play, and we'll be fine.
They're not scoring much lately. In fact, they've made some line changes before tonight's game. So they'll probably be pushing a little bit. Will one of the keys be if you can get an early lead or at least get a good start where you can keep them off the board early so they can't kind of find something to feel good about?
That's just it. You don't want to give them any reason to be confident right away. I think we're going to have – it's a challenge. They have some skilled players over there, so we're going to need good back pressure right away. Take away – have good back pressure, good gaps, take away any offense and time and space with the puck, and we'll be just fine.
How many people you have coming tonight?
30. 30 or so.
All right. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. Enjoy yourself. Congratulations on a big goal last night. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Dalton Prout. Milan, back to you.